In the small Inuit community of Umanak on the northwest coast of Greenland, a 1,200-meter heart-shaped mountain forms a dramatic backdrop to a town of colorful houses that dot the rocky landscape. The climate can be unforgiving here, with winter temperatures commonly reaching minus 30 degrees Celsius. Fishing and hunting have been a way of life in Umanak since the town was established 250 years ago. But nowadays, as local fishermen prepare to set out for their daily catch, they have more than just the wind and weather conditions on their minds. Maligiak is a 41-year-old Inuit fisherman who has lived in Umanak all his life. In recent years, he's noticed significant environmental changes.
In the wintertime, the ice is a lot thinner than it used to be, and a lot of the fishermen who fish in the ice water are unable to catch as much as we have in the past.
The changes aren't just affecting the fishing industry, they can be dangerous too.
When the warm wind comes through, it melts everything very quickly and makes larger waves. Our small fishing vessels are not designed for these big waves. They can damage our boats and equipment.
Located on a small island off the Greenland coast, 600 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle, Umanak is one of many Inuit communities in the north that is already experiencing the impacts of climate change. Not only is the massive Greenlandic ice sheet melting, sea ice is starting to disappear too.
The sea ice in Umanak now melts 2 months earlier than it did only a few years ago, and the whole year the ice is thinner than it used to be, so it's really dangerous to go out. People are getting hurt.
Local residents are gathered outside of Umanak's City Hall to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the town's founding. The whole community of 1,300 is celebrating today. Many of them dress smartly in their festive national costumes made from sealskins, intricately woven cloths, and colorful glass beads. One of the locals celebrating today is Rene Christensen, who has lived in Umanak for 13 years. Originally from Denmark, Rene is a tall Viking of a man with long blonde hair and a blonde beard. He works as an educator and therapist at a children's home in town. And he says he's seeing more and more families who simply don't have enough food because of the difficulties faced by the fishing industry.
Most of the economy in Umanak is based on fishing. To be able to go out fishing, they need a pretty good weather, stable weather. They need, in the winter, solid ice cover to go fishing. And since the climate has really changed the last 10-15 years, they have sometimes periods where it's very difficult to do the fishing because the ice conditions are very poor, and it means that a lot of the families whose income comes from the fishing has no money or very little money, and then they go on social welfare, and it's difficult.
To understand why the weather is having such an effect on business here, you need to understand how the people of Umanak do their fishing. Traditionally, fishers here worked on a dog sled on the sea ice in winter, and by boat when the ice melts in the summer. Fishermen here don't have large, sturdy boats to break through the sea ice. But now, as the ice is melting earlier and becoming less stable, there's a period of several months in the spring when the ice is not strong enough to hold dog sleds. Yet it also cannot be penetrated with small fishing boats. The result? Fishermen like Maligiak simply can't get out to go fishing. Local politicians are also concerned about the impact of changing ice on the people here. Ellen Christofferson grew up in Umanak and until recently was one of Greenland's three representatives to the Danish Parliament. She says that climate change is no longer just an abstract issue for Greenlanders, yet there are few programs in place to help communities like Umanak adapt. Some small adaptation projects have been launched in Greenland, such as the Climatic Project of the European Union's Northern Periphery Program. But Christofferson says the world needs to pay much more attention to what's happening here. I asked her how this could help local fishermen who are trying to feed their families.
It will help them in getting the financial support, especially if the fishers and hunters would like to choose another living way. for Greenland, it has been very and still important that foreign countries opening their eyes and understand and not putting limits on exportation of sealskin. That's one of the issues that is very important, because that is the basic for the fishers and hunters, that they can get some money from selling the sealskin.
In 2009, the European Parliament banned the trade in seal products produced in and imported to the EU. Christofferson says that the ban has directly impacted communities like Umanak, who can no longer supplement their incomes through the sale of seal products. Now that fishing is becoming more unreliable, fishermen have very few other options to make a living. Renee Christensen, the therapist at the local children's center, is seeing the impacts firsthand.
Within the past maybe like 5 years, we've seen a huge increase in the numbers of suicides. We've had a lot of suicides in Umanak, and some of the suicides actually I know has related to people not having any money and being ashamed of not being able to take care of their family.
As fishermen in Umanak struggle to adapt to the changing conditions, sea ice here and across the Arctic continues to melt at a rapid rate. A recent study by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that by September of last year, sea ice cover had retreated to its lowest levels since the beginning of satellite records. Through sheer tenacity, resourcefulness, and resilience, the residents of Umanak have been overcoming adversity for 250 years. But as Maligiak gets into his fishing boat and prepares to set out for the day, he wonders how his community will be able to deal with this latest threat. Climate change is already transforming the Arctic in dramatic ways, and communities like Umanak must now search for ways to adapt. Mark Brooks, DW, in Umanak, Greenland.